Let's get to the dirty poll, ladies and gentlemen.
Dirty poll time.
12.
You sent a picture of a nice big dirty poll yesterday in the group chat.
Was showing you what my antenna looked like.
It's large and in charge.
Looked like a pocket rocket, didn't it?
Ouch.
Very long.
Very long. Long and skinny.
Long and skinny.
Not a lot of girth.
All right, let's find out how the top 12 in college football has developed from 1 week, according to one. Andy Dirt Johnson.
So I do want to clarify something, because people keep tweeting asking what is the point of the, not like the point of the segment, but like what 12 are you giving us right now? And so I do want to clarify, because there is some confusion. I'm doing it differently this year than I've done it in years past. In years past, it used to just be, who are my top 10 teams right now? Is it top 10 teams in the country?
It's your power ranking.
This is what I think the playoff will be. As of now, from what I've seen from the teams, what they've accomplished, that's what I'm going on. What I think the playoff will be, not if the playoff started today, what would the playoff be?
So this is your best guess of
based on what I've seen from the teams, the way that they're playing, who they've beaten, who they've lost to, what I think the playoff will be. So just wanted to clarify that. Your top four are unchanged. Actually, no, that's not true. I got to scroll back. That's right. Texas lost this weekend. I'm an idiot. Your top four is changed. Oregon is the number one team right now. Big time win over Ohio State. We obviously know that. You got another chance for a ranked win. Boise State could be in the playoff as well. You might have two wins over playoff teams by the end of the year. Georgia up to number two after their dominant win over Texas. If you tell me you want to put Georgia one, I'm not going to get crazy at you. That was a very impressive win. Their only loss was a game in which they played one bad half of football and then outscored Alabama by 30 in the second half.
Over undefeated Penn State, huh?
Over undefeated Penn State, yes, because these are conference champs. It's my playoff here, all right? It's my playoff. This is how the bracket works, damn it. Clemson is number three. They're still the best team in the ACC. Miami can't play a lick of defense. Clemson's the best team. They're going to win the ACC. I still don't know what the hell to do with the Big 12, because you have undefeated Iowa State that shouldn't be undefeated, BYU who shouldn't be undefeated, Kansas State who's probably the best team, but they lost by 30 to BYU. So it's kind of hard to decipher that. Iowa State remains with their last second touchdown win this past weekend over Central Florida at home. So your first round byes go to Oregon, Georgia, Clemson, and Iowa State.
Your 5-12 matchup.
My 5-12 matchup, the number five seed, I'm going to go Ohio State there. Now, they don't have a quality win necessarily on their schedule, but they have a one-point loss to a team who's currently ranked number one. Ohio State is number five. They are taking on my still automatic qualifier from the group of five, Boise State, although this will be determined on Friday. I think Boise State's going to win. That's why they're still 12. But they got to win on Friday night to get in. By the way, by Liberty, they are now out of the playoff. We don't have to deal with the fighting Jerry Falwells anymore.
No, but nobody took them seriously.
Nobody did. They shouldn't have after the Fiesta Bowl last year. At least they've lost, and that doesn't have to be a conversation. So Ohio State, Boise State's your 5-12. Your 6-11 is Texas at number 6, slipping down from number 1. Big weekend for them. They're playing somehow a ranked Vanderbilt team this weekend. I still don't know how they're ranked, but get a chance for a ranked win for the Longhorns. New in the dirty poll, because I think they're going to be in. You can tell me their resume is not there right now. They have a really bad loss earlier in the season, but their first win of the year is looking better and better every week. Notre Dame, say hello to the college football playoff. One loss Notre Dame will definitely be in. Hell, I'd argue two loss Notre Dame will definitely be in, and we can all laugh and shake our head at that, but we know it's going to happen because that's the way this sport works. So Texas hosting Notre Dame, which would be a really fun playoff game, is your 6 versus 11. Your 7 versus 10 would be Penn State versus Miami. Let's just turn it back to the 80s, baby.
Wait, who's 7? Penn State?
Penn State is 7, and Miami is 10. I don't know what to do with Miami because I don't think they're one of the 12 best teams in the country. However,
really?
Their offense is. Their defense is horrendous.
Yeah.
Go look at their schedule. Like, I know they keep eking out wins, so maybe somebody trips them up. It's just cakewalk after ACC is terrible this year, and they don't play Clemson in the regular season. So if they went out, whether they get blown out by Clemson in the ACC title game, they will be in.
Can I ask you? Well, actually, I'll let you finish.
Okay.
I have a question on
this. Last matchup is the 8-9 game, and that is Tennessee with a massive win over Alabama last week. Our buddy Josh Pate talked about it yesterday. If their passing game gets going, I don't think it can. I just think that's kind of who they are this year. Defense, run the football, win low-scoring games. Nico will be great. He's just not quite there yet. And they are hosting a team who I think will go on the road and get a win this weekend, who is all of a sudden back into the top 10, and that is the LSU Tigers. So your first,
they're going to beat A&M.
I do think they're going to beat A&M.
That'd be a big win for them.
Hence, A&M no longer in my playoff. You have Ohio State hosting Boise State, Texas hosting Notre Dame, Penn State hosting Miami, and Tennessee hosting LSU in your first round.
So Oregon would play the winner of Tennessee-LSU.
Tennessee-LSU.
A fun little matchup. Very quickly.
What do you got, Bob?
So I don't necessarily disagree with your Miami stuff. They are undefeated.
They are undefeated.
They are sixth currently right now in the AP poll and five in the coaches poll.
Yes, they are.
You're projecting, so I guess that's kind of the argument here, but like, what's Clemson's best win this year? Is it better than Miami's best win this year?
It's a good question. Let me see, Bob.
Because I don't disagree with your Miami defensive point.
The answer is no, it's not. I just think they've looked more impressive against their crap schedule than Miami has. Not impressive, maybe not even the right word. They've looked like a more complete team to me. That they're not just having to win games 52-49 against bad teams like that shouldn't be able to score that many points on you. So that's my take. I just think Clemson's a more complete team. Miami,
their common opponent would be Virginia here, who they smoked by 17, and Miami had to like have a Hail Mary taken away.
That was Virginia Tech. Yeah, sorry, I don't think Miami's played Virginia yet.
That's right.
They'll have a Florida State crossover. Miami plays Florida State this weekend, which, I mean, Jesus, dude, that is such
I'm just looking at their schedule, and I'm like, they got absolutely embarrassed by Georgia. And then, like, I know what they've been doing, but App State, who cares?
You know who they kind of honestly remind me of is Oregon of 2 years ago, where that first game, you're like, oh, God, we just kind of write them off when Oregon lost 49-3. Now, Oregon, I think, had a ranked win over UCLA and a ranked win over BYU team along the way.
The shine is off NC State, and they lost their quarterback to retirement yesterday.
He literally retired, yeah.
Stanford is dog crap.
Terrible.
Florida State's 1-7.
Terrible. Awful. But Clemson's beating nobody.
Wake Forest is a joke.
It's a valid argument. Clemson's beating nobody.
That's my only question on the Miami-Clemson stuff.
When I watch Miami's defense, they have to be literally perfect on offense to win.
I don't disagree.
And that's the fear of when the Virginia Tech game's a great example, where they were clunky offensively and they should have lost that game because they gave up 34 points to Virginia Tech. And they just, that to me is not a team that you can rely on. Now, they're probably going to win out or only lose one game in the regular season. The rest of their regular season schedule is Florida State, Duke, Georgia Tech, Wake Forest, and Syracuse. That's who they play the rest of the way. None of those teams should be able to beat them. One of them might, but when
Syracuse might have the offense.
They could. When they get to the ACC title game, I'm gonna hammer Clemson in that game because that will be the ACC title game.
Who do you think will be favored, Clemson or Miami?
Clemson will definitely be favored.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mark that one down.
All right.
As of 6:46 on 10/24.
I still have on my show sheet from a couple days ago.
What did I give?
Dirt says Indiana will lose
by 60 to Ohio State.
By 60 to Ohio State.
Yeah. You put that one in your pipe and smoke it, huh? Indiana's not in there. BYU's not in there. I'm sure that will upset some people, but I just don't see them being in the playoff at the end.
Big 12 is a roll of the dice at that point.